I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How little attention have the Texans paid to the offensive line since free agency has begun? The OG John Lopez has some numbers that will blow your mind.
I do. And how does this make you feel? I have a thought on this myself, but let me pass these numbers along first. All right. The bottom six pro football focus grades on offensive lines in the NFL for the 2018 season. This takes into account the entire season. And the Texans are just out of the bottom six. They were in the bottom five until the last 3 weeks of the season. So they came on a little bit at the end of the year, believe it or not. The 32nd ranked offensive line in the NFL this year was Arizona. What have they done during offseason? They've signed two starters on the offensive line, projected starters on the offensive line. That would be Sweezy and Gilbert, okay? 31st ranked, Miami Dolphins. What have they done this offseason during free agency? They've signed two projected starters, Asiata and Starrup. The 29th ranked team in the NFL, offensive line-wise, the Minnesota Vikings. What have they done in the offseason so far? They've signed two projected starters in Isadora and Collins. The 28th ranked offensive line for 2018, Oakland Raiders. They've signed two projected offensive starters in Good and Brown. Trent Brown, you remember him. The 27th ranked offensive line has signed one. They're the only ones that signed one NFL starter, projected starter in Miller. And the Houston Texans, in terms of signing offensive linemen, notwithstanding what they may sign today, if Donald Penn hops on board, have signed zero offensive projected starters on the offensive line. Let me ask you first, what does that tell you? What does that mean to you?
Well, first, it could mean that Brian Gaine thinks that Rankin, who he spoke very highly of, the third-round pick last year, and Chantrell Henderson, who was originally the right tackle starter week one against New England before he got hurt in the first quarter.
Right.
Maybe he considers those guys addition to the offensive line, but not necessarily signings or draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it first tells me. Second of all, it tells me that the Texans offensive line, if there is going to be any improvement before we see the draft picks, it's going to have to be improvement from within and improvement from the player development standpoint that Brian Gaine always talks about.
Right. For me, it says three things. Number one, they don't think very highly of this free agency class. Now, they could be dead wrong. I mean, Trent Brown could be a monster with the Raiders and just go down the list. They could be dead wrong, but they don't think highly of this free agency class, or they don't want to pay what this free agency class is commanding. And that could be it, too, because, you know, I'm convinced this is just a moneyball approach that they're using here. Second thing it tells me is they're tweaking the offensive line without offensive linemen. And by that, I mean they've brought in a big dude. They brought in a big tight end.
Darren Fells,
whose strength, he can catch some balls, don't get me wrong, but his strength is as a blocker. 6'7", what, 270, something like that, and is a really good pass protector. So what they're saying is, okay, well, we can't immediately help our offensive pass protection with the linemen because we don't like them or we don't want to pay that much. Let's bring in a guy who can really help a position that was just destroyed in the past game last year.
And I think Fells is probably, it's safe to say, your new favorite Texan because y'all got something in common.
Yeah,
I dug up an interview with Fells with the Detroit Lions, and he was sitting on a park bench, much like Forrest Gump was known to do in the classic movie. And I figured out that you and him have the same taste buds.
This definitely reminds me of high school where you used to get the bologna sandwiches and stuff like that.
Hell yeah. Bologna is the food of kings.
It's not.
Hell no.
Yeah, it is. And the third thing it tells me, I think they're going to draft two offensive linemen in the first three rounds. They have four picks in the first three rounds. I think two of those are going to be offensive linemen. They like to develop their own. They like to do that. No, the other teams are going after it. Two projected starters on four of the worst six teams, according to Pro Football Focus, on the offensive line, and the Texans zero during free agency.
Talking about the lack of attention Brian Gain has paid to the Texans' offensive line so far this offseason, Jordan Mills of the Buffalo Bills, three-year starter, he's going to be in town visiting. I expect him to probably sign by the end of the day. Brian Gain's familiar with him, started the last 3 years at Buffalo. Didn't do too well, but you never know, given that situation. He also got in a little bit of a squabble at the end of a game last year when Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills rookie quarterback, was hit. But his nasty cannot hail in comparison to the other guy that the Texans have been linked to. 35-year-old, three-time Pro Bowler Donald Penn, who was recently released from the Oakland Raiders, going to be the Las Vegas Raiders in a year. Just to give you an idea of how nasty Donald Penn is, this is a fan on YouTube, because there was an altercation between Donald Penn and a fan. This is a super fan basically summarizing what happened with Donald Penn and a crazy Raiders fan in the parking lot.
Bad things for him was that one altercation he had with the fan when he got out of his car after Raiders lost, and it just didn't look good for Donald Penn there. He knew exactly what was going on. You never get out of your car when you're a professional player or a celebrity. He did. Everyone caught it on camera. It wasn't great.
So all you trolls out there that like to troll Texans on Twitter or sliding in the DMs or uploading videos,
trigger fingers, turn to Twitter fingers.
Be aware, because Donald Penn ain't going to put up with much of that. And here is the reflection of what went down with the fan that got face-to-face with Donald Penn. This is courtesy of our friends at TMZ.
He did a false start, you know, and I got kind of pissed. Like, you know, he missed camp, and he got a fat paycheck, $21 million. And I just made a video, and I was like, $21 million? Like, $21 million for real? Like, I mean, if you getting paid that much money, you got to pay attention. He went my DMs and he said, you bitch, that's why your ass still broke. Next time you at the game, come say it to my face. So that's all I did. So when I was there, I was like, hey, $21 million. I was like, I'm here, I'm out here.
The best part is when you watch the video of the actual altercation, conflict when he got out of his car. The little dude that was talking all the noise kind of like took off his hat, like, hold, you know, here, it's about to go down. Yeah, sure, it's about to go down. There were security guards. There was a lot of people. If it was just him and Donald Penn, you think he'd be doing that?
Probably not, but he was willing to take the lick for whatever he could have made in a lawsuit. And speaking of that altercation, I actually got the sound from it. Mm-hmm. So just to set the scene, Donald Penn's driving off. The fan from the YouTube video, who I guess had went back and forth with Donald Penn in the DMs, yells at him. And then Donald Penn goes and gets in his face, and this is what that sounded like.
Get up, bro! Get up, 21 mil!
There we go!
Come on, bro!
What the f*** are you talking about,
man?
Yeah,
I'm
not
f***ing.
You block, bitch!
Get up, bro!
Come on,
bro!
Oh, man.
That's not... We're talking... We need some nasty on this football team, though, John.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we agree. We need some nasty. All good offensive lines need some sort of nasty, and I think Donald Penn could bring that, as well as his veteran presence and a successful career. Maybe he could be a mentor to Julian Davenport as well, because we saw Davenport struggle a little bit last year. Sometimes he looked all right. Maybe this can be a guy that could mentor him as well and put him in position to where maybe he can be the left tackle they'd hoped he would when they drafted him out of Bucknell as a project. But the nastiness doesn't stop with fans, because Donald Penn also, a couple years ago, Derek Carr got hit late in the game, and Donald Penn basically went and grabbed the opposing player by the face mask, ended up getting flagged. I don't know if he got ejected or not, but after the game, the Oakland media caught up with him, and this is Donald Penn, who the Texans are looking at bringing in, talking about his nastiness when somebody puts his hands on his quarterback.
I saw my quarterback on the ground, and I saw somebody hit him late, and I don't play that shit, so my immediate thing was to run over there and get on him.
Love it. Love it. I mean, the other thing about this is it's leading by example, too, because this guy has been around, respected by all his teammates. I know he kind of had that little conflict there, but when you've got your quarterbacks back like that, when you've got that edge that has the defensive line, you know, kind of looking around at each other saying, okay, watch Donald Penn, who knows what he's going to do. That's a good thing for your offense. Absolutely.
What about if he's arguing with teammates, though? And we're talking about the nastiness of Donald Penn, who's linked to the Houston Texans, three-time Pro Bowler of the Oakland Raiders. What if he's arguing with teammates on the sidelines?
That actually depends on what and how they argue. I mean, if it's a fist fight, you know, who knows? But I've never been in a locker room where teammates didn't fight, you know, at least argue to some degree.
And when you're in the locker room, you like an explanation. The explanation can usually win you over with the fight. There was an altercation between Donald Penn and former Raiders wide receiver Michael Crabtree on the sidelines. And the media member, being a responsible member of the media, decided to ask Penn to explain himself. And I want to see if the OG John Lopez, who's covered teams in this area for 30 years, approves of the explanation from Mr. Penn.
You love that nigga.
No, not nigga.
I'm just saying, you just talked with the Marshawn stuff. Now you want to go to Crab. Telling them all some other stuff I ain't never heard before. But Crabtree, me and Crabtree cool, man. Yeah. People argue, man. It's football team, man. Me and Crabtree got in a little argument, man. We good. My brother, bro. I went up to him right after that, man. Dapped him up, man. He was trying to make a point. I was trying to make a point, man. We two grown men trying to make a point. Eventually, one grown man going to get their point across, and we both trying to make the same point. Man. It wasn't happening. So, you know what I mean? We're around each other all the time. So, sometimes be a little edgy, get a little chicken, but me and Crabtree, fine, man. We good.
That explanation worked for you, OG?
Absolutely, 100%. I think, what did he say at the very end? It sounds like he said chicken butt. But it was really weird. Everything's okay. Everything's chicken butt, he said. It sounded like, I don't know. But I have no problem with his explanation. You have to realize who's playing professional football here. I mean, and especially at that position. These are intense individuals. There's going to be those types of, now in a regular workplace, you know, that would be, I'm sure, frowned upon by most people, you know, to get into a heated argument in the middle of your workplace. In a locker room, it's a different animal.
Who are the nasty OGs on the Houston Texans? And we're talking about Donald Penn, 35-year-old veteran of the Oakland Raiders. He's gotten into it with fans in the parking lot, gotten into it with teammates on the sidelines, and gets pissed off when his quarterback gets hit late. Who are the nasty OGs on the Texans roster? Because we talk about these right kind of guys, and it looks like the Ryan Griffins and the Alfred Blues are going away. They were looked at it. But really, if you look at this Texans team, especially on the offensive line, don't you think they could use like a nasty OG to just be kind of that alpha male presence, the nasty that seems like all the good football teams have?
Best offensive line this organization has ever had a couple of nasty dudes. Really good dudes, too. One of them's the president of the NFLPA now. Eric Winston is the nicest guy you'll ever know. Man, he had a streak on the field. I mean, he had a mean streak on the field. I saw him do that, you know, protecting the quarterback multiple times. And Chris Myers, who's, you know, we consider a friend, and we've known him long enough. He's been in this studio enough. Just a great guy, great dad. He's working with, you know, kids as a little youth coach now up in Pennsylvania. Nasty on the field. Nasty. And that's what you need. Like, who is? I'm trying to think about.
There's not anyone on the line. I mean, I don't want to. I'm not questioning anyone's, like, coconuts or anything. I'm just saying.
No, but like you could see them doing that.
A fiery streak. It seems like, you know, you got Julian Davenport, who's kind of a project.
Not really, right?
No, I mean, you talked there really is no nasty, and there's really no veteran leader on this offensive line. You know, like there's no guy that they can just all look
Zach
to.
Zach Fulton would probably be the
veteran leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't have enough stripes on the wall like a Donald Penn. Donald Penn, we're talking about a three-time Pro Bowler that's on his last leg in the NFL, and he missed some games last year, which means he could actually be more fresh. This is not only a guy that improves your offensive line depth, but he's going to go to bat for you.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to speak out. And let's be honest, man, the Oakland Raiders haven't been that good. So he's very hungry for success, and he's going down the stretch. This is a guy who can make your offensive line better in the short term, and he can also mentor the other guys and just provide that level of nasty. I'm hoping that when Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain talk to him and they do their homework on him, that they like what they see, because I think bringing him in and then bringing in a guy like Jordan Mills, who started in the league the last 3 years, just those two guys, I don't think these aren't guys that were going to get signed on day one of free agency, because Penn wasn't even available.
Right.
But these are two guys that we're not going to sit here and say the Texans have one of the best offensive lines, but
they can certainly help.
two new potential starters, which is what you talked about, along with Rankin and along with Davenport. There would be some competition on that offensive line if you bring these two guys in.
I think for, especially in the case of Donald Penn, they're going to kind of have to change or at least adjust their philosophy a little bit, because I'm guessing there's a pretty good market for him financially. So they might have to do something other than
two or three other teams linked.
Yeah, allegedly. Maybe have to go something beyond the 1 year, probably have to go something beyond the 1 year contract, and probably a little higher dollar than they've been, you know, in during free agency so far. But you also remember, I always say this, like notice where the first trip is, like on free agency, notice where a player goes first, because that team has the obligation, I feel, to just not let them leave town without a contract. Burn the Texans a couple times already this summer. I mean, this
Jason Verrett with the 49ers was supposed to come visit, and they didn't let him get on the plane.
They didn't let him leave town without a contract. And I want to say another one I can't think of, but if he comes here first, that's a really good sign. You can't let him leave without a contract.
And I mean, from his perspective, I don't know, you know, the other teams linked, but nobody, I mean, it's a year-to-year league, and the Houston Texans, you know, that nobody's going to sit there and say that this is a team that is a lock to be in competition for the Super Bowl next year, like as we sit right now. But there aren't too many better situations for where you can go if you wanted to take that next step.
Given the quarterback you're playing for,
and given the quality of the other offensive lines, you know, even New England, who did lose Trent Brown in free agency, they'd already drafted someone in the first round to be their left tackle last year, so they already have that. Like most good teams. And this is another reason why it's so important for the Texans to make sure that offensive line's on lock. Most good teams have a starting left tackle. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a reason that when you look at the Pro Bowl rosters, 9 times out of 10, the left tackle, with the exception of like Joe Thomas for a decade, who was on the loser-ass Browns, no offense, Figgy, but he's going to come from the best squad,
right?
Because it's important to protect your quarterback, and the quarterback is usually what's going to get you to the top. Donald Penn will go to bat for Deshaun Watson, and he'll make everybody better. I think Julian Davenport would actually benefit from this more than most people would, because I think Julian Davenport could use someone to look to.
One of my favorite Houstonians now.
Appreciate it, man.
Ever since Hurricane Harvey.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to get to this before we get out of this break, the fire that's going on, an update on the ITC fire. Jeff Lindner. Remember Jeff Lindner?
I do.
The guy from the Harris County meteorologist that was giving all the reports and flooding and all that.
Dude, he didn't sleep at all during the whole thing.
Rock star.
He was a beast.
Absolute rock star. Well, Jeff Lindner is now saying that the ITC storage facility fire has become, quote, kind of like a wildfire at its source and is creating its own weather.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Can you explain that to me?
All I know is black smoke emanating from tanks that are filled with chemicals used to produce gasoline, creating its own weather, is no weather I want to be in.
Like, what kind of weather? Like, just the because weather can be, like, temperature?
I'm sure it's just the amount of, well, obviously sunlight, a big part of Houston is getting, but also air quality. Maybe because of the smoke in the air, it's creating some kind of, more likelihood of, I don't know. I don't know what the weather event would be, but 5 chemical storage tanks are still actively on fire. 3 others have completely burned out. So there's still 5 burning. And they had a temporary reduction in water pressure, which caused the fire to intensify and spread.
And that's not supposed to be cause air pollution, right?
And foam engines and foam aerials are indicating that some of the foam and residue from the fire is now seeping into the ship channel. So, yeah, this is not good. This is crazy, man. Just keep it.
That's why the people that work in those plants, man, that's why a lot of times they get paid the big bucks, man. You're risking your life every time you go in one of those things.
And we're supposed to believe that the air quality is still good.
Nobody believes
passable.
That. Who believes that?
Who believes that?
Nobody. Why the are you lying?
Not me.
Why you always
damn sure
lying?
Don't believe that. But thoughts and prayers to everyone that works at that plant, and thoughts and prayers to everyone in charge of getting rid of that smoke and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, man, it's a hell of a process, and we very much appreciate the efforts. The Colts and Jaguars are making moves. We're going to tell you what those moves are next in The Loop with Landry and Lopez.
Ah, big strong man, Max.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.